Hello, everybody.
Good evening.
How is it going?
It's going.
You're in a different position.
It is slightly slightly different spot. Wow, I look super blurry. It's not entirely my fault, though. I think it's just because of how you capture Skype.
Yeah, I mean, I think eventually we'll have to rethink how to do that, especially as the old version of the Skype app is becoming less and less updated. I think.
Yeah. Well, maybe Discord will come in and save us.
Yeah. First off, I want to thank everyone for joining us tonight because I know that you could be watching the Game of Thrones premiere, but instead you are choosing to spend this evening with us playing Mega Man 5.
Oh, is that a thing tonight? I wouldn't know because I haven't been following the internet's pulse that closely lately.
Yeah.
In addition to that, I've been playing Final Fantasy 12 all day.
You've been marathoning it.
A little bit, like really more today than anything. I meant to play it like all day yesterday, and then somehow I just like got caught up doing other things, and then like before I knew it was like already the evening when I started playing. So I didn't get that much done yesterday, but I'm like 23 hours and I'm about to enter like the last real dungeon. Like, you know, like the final dungeon is kind of not much of anything.
Right. I remember very, very little of the game. I mean, beyond like a couple of cutscenes and the Fon Coast, I don't remember like very much of the game. I mean, I played it when it came out. I put in 78 hours, I think was my...
Oh, wow.
When I played through it, but I mean, I don't remember. I mean, it's been, 11 years now since it came out? It came out in 2006, right?
Yeah.
Halloween of 2006, I think.
Was it Halloween?
I'm pretty sure it was.
I feel like it was a couple of days into November, but it could have been.
No, I'm pretty sure it was Halloween because at the time I was working on Hip Hop's Toughest Rhymes for MTV.
I remember being like, really, it was actually more Okami that suffered than Final Fantasy XII because like I bought Okami and I like rushed through it because I wanted to beat that before Final Fantasy XII. And
rushing through Okami, that's kind of, you probably thought it was not going to be that long.
No, exactly. That was... I thought it was that long, and then it's like, oh,
it doesn't end.
And then it's like, oh, okay, I'm about to be it again. And then it's like, oh, that was only 2/3 of the game. Yep. I mean, it just, I feel like if I had played Okami when I wasn't feeling so rushed, I would have enjoyed it. I've wanted to replay it all these years, and I just have never gotten around to it to give it its fair shot. I liked it, but I didn't love it. I liked the idea of it, I think, more than I actually enjoyed playing the game. Mm-hmm. I had to get that done before Final Fantasy XII came out, and then I had to get Final Fantasy XII done before the Wii came out. Which was of course kind of a similar situation to, you know, the Switch launch, because it wasn't just getting it done before a system launch, it was getting it done before freaking The Legend of Zelda, you know?
Right.
So.
Oh man, that's like back to back to back.
Yeah, it was.
I can't even imagine playing Okami and then like Zelda back to back. Just because they're so similar and.
Well, it wasn't exactly back-to-back. I mean, Final Fantasy XII is in the middle. But, you know, playing this has really kind of really reinforced in my mind. I mean, I think I already knew this, but it's been so fun. This is like the first time I've replayed an RPG in a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually my third time playing through, but it was still a pretty long time ago that I did my second playthrough. And I probably haven't replayed an RPG in like I don't know. I would guess 7 years, maybe. I don't, or so. I don't know. It's been, definitely been a long time. Well, I guess maybe if you count Secret of Mana, I did do that, but it was like part of a marathon, so it wasn't just like randomly playing it just because I felt like it, you know?
Right.
Well, I mean, and this wasn't really all that random, really, because I mean, you know, it just came out on PS4, and I was pretty excited about that. But it's really reinforced in my mind that it is the best Final Fantasy that wasn't on Super Nintendo or PlayStation 1.
That's a bold statement, I think. I mean, but
is it really that bold though? I mean, I'd say it pretty.
I'm gonna go ahead I'm just gonna go ahead and start the game because if I want to beat it, I have no idea if it's like longer. Considered the easiest one, right?
I think 6 is easier, but it's in the same ballpark.
Okay. And who do you start with?
That's a good question. I've got a tendency to start with Napalm Man or Charge Man in this game, and okay. I can't remember. I feel like that's not actually that good of an idea.
All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and...
Gravity Man might actually be pretty easy.
Yeah, he seems like somebody that would be... Is it Gravity Man? Gravity Man is in 9, I thought.
No, I think you're thinking of Galaxy Man. See how Napalm Man goes? His level isn't that hard, but I kind of forget...
This is the level that is often cited as the level that has... bad color, or has incorrect color for the NES RGB default
on certain RGB palettes for the NES, like especially, I mean, I think the biggest offender is the PlayChoice 10, which most people don't really like that palette anyway. But that one, two of the shades of green are almost the identical color. Like, unless you knew to look for the grass, like the grass and then the green that's behind it is almost the exact same color.
Right. Do you have to collect the Mega Man 5 letters?
I'm trying to think what it gets you. I think it, like unlocks Beat or something, or is that Mega Man 6?
I can't like remember what 6. It
does for you. You don't have to by any means. I don't think it's like anything like that's gonna like change the game so significantly that it's like you're gonna have a hard time if you don't get it or anything like that. I can't remember what it is. Anyone in the chat remember what it is?
I'm racking up the extra lives already.
Yeah, the actual life drop rate is pretty good in this.
If you look at what I'm sending you right now, I mean, so there's should be another shade of green in that foliage back there, right?
Oh, back there? No, not back there. No, I mean, I know you haven't updated your palettes, but... I mean, you've still got, I mean, a fine enough palette. When you start the level, there's like these like palm trees a little closer to the foreground, and they've got a third shade of green. So you're just not in the scene with those trees right now.
I see. Well, I just made a bad jump. So I'm
seeing a lot of noise. I don't know if it's the Frame Meister or what, but I'm seeing a lot of noise in that background green on the stream.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I mean, I can imagine. Does it look like Frame Meister noise?
Well, I'm not sure because I've never seen it look that noisy. Okay, Mad Moai says that the letters get you beat.
Okay.
Which, I don't know, I think he helps you with, like... like falling in pits or something, but I don't think it's like an infinite free pass. I forget how it works.
Are they pretty easy to get them all? Do you remember?
I don't think they're extra hard, but I mean, unless you're making a special effort, I kind of have a feeling you won't get them. Don't forget you can slide.
Right.
I saw you get hit by a missile you could have slid under.
I tend to forget that that is an option. Whoa. So this weekend, I was kind of telling you a little bit. You knew I told you I was going out of town, but I didn't really tell you like where I was going. I went to Athens, Ohio.
Okay.
Ohio University is, because that's where.
Is that near like Columbus?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's where.
Okay. Is that like where the Buckeyes or the football?
Yes,
team?
That's exactly.
Okay. The one football game that I ever like had to sort of suffer through was there one time many years ago.
Man, I almost had him there with.
You were doing good. You were doing good.
So
I'm impressed. So anyway, yeah.
But I mean, it was this thing called Brew Week, which is, you know, it's like a beer. You know, and tasting all kinds of different beers. It was a lot of fun. My wife went to school there, so it was like her first time going back there in 15 years.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Man. Hang on, I'm just... But, like, I cannot drink anymore. Like, I try to, you know, I mean, I don't know what it was. You know, it's like considered like the number one party school or something like that in the U.S.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. That's pretty good. The spinning Mega Man is pretty good. It's pretty high up there. If it's not number one, then it is like pretty high up there. All right. So I feel like napalm. Will work. I mean, I don't want to say wave. Do you know who it works against, or does it really not even matter? Do you want to look up the old? Tell me, just like what.
Do you want to look? I feel like napalm should beat stone, but that I don't remember the boss order.
Okay, but look it up. Let's do it because I think that's what we've done every time.
I can't remember.
But I mean, it is. You know, we went there and we, you know, like my wife like kind of showed me around and, you know, what it was like. And she was kind of, you know, very nostalgic about all of it because she was going to all these places she hasn't been in so long. You know, like
Stone Man.
Okay. So she, you know, took me to places. This place hasn't changed at all and stuff like that. But man, we were drinking from like 2 PM until like, I think we went home or we got back to the hotel around midnight. So I mean that's a long day, and I my problem is like I, it's not that I can't drink or that I have like I have a low tolerance now, like since having kids. I feel like that seems like you could drop down there and get something, but I think it's a trap. I'm not gonna do it. But my problem is I just get full.
But I mean, weren't you drinking a lot, like at some of those events you were at Too Many Games?
Not really. I mean, I wasn't really drinking beer at those.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's not like that's the thing. Like, I just can't drink a lot of beer anymore.
Mm.
But it was so, overall very fun.
I think you were really a beer guy.
I mean, I like beer. I mean, it really depends. Sometimes it just until I get like full, I guess at this point. I mean, I do like beer. Like quite a bit. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. But I think the thing that everyone cares about is, like, what's happening with Saturn. Where's Saturn RGB?
Yeah. Where is it?
Well, I think it's going to be out on Wednesday.
That's a rough guess.
If I can get it out on Tuesday, it's going to happen. Which is,
it's really close. I mean, I watched the, you know, probably what, 85-90% done cut, if not more than that.
Yeah. And I mean, there's only a couple of little things I need to do, left in it. I mean, there's not a lot left.
Yeah. I mean, you just spend a day or two buttoning it up and adding a few bits of polish here and there. And I mean, I was really impressed. It's great.
That's it. That's, as you know, once you are spending so much time on a video, you lose all kind of semblance of perspective. Like, is this even any good? Does it work right? You know, so it's always a good feeling when it's like, oh, okay, it's up there. Like, it matches our normal quality. There's no revelations or anything in it. I'm gonna have so many extra lives, I feel like.
But there's, you know, but there's also a lot of, like, oh, like, here's this weird thing, you know.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, but I mean, it's not, there's no modding involved. Every system looks great. On every system, or every system, I feel looks like great on every output.
You know, we don't get like crazy into emulation in this because we never do, because it's never the point. But I would say there's probably a little more about emulation in this than any other, unless you count, like, you know, Virtual Console or something on some other videos maybe. But it you know, you give emulation its fair time.
Yeah. Like 2 minutes.
Yeah, but I mean, it's, you know, it's a fair bit.
Is there a rush jet in this?
I'm pretty sure every game like 3 onwards has rush jet. All
right, I just haven't gotten it yet, I guess.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about that 1E tank. I seem to remember getting myself hurt trying to do that.
Yeah.
Well, hey, half empty E-Tank, the man behind the MAGFest Mega Manathon.
Is he in the chat?
Showed up to watch some Mega Man 5.
Ah. Well, hopefully I can finish it for him and make him proud.
When's the last time you played this one?
It's been a long time.
Anniversary collection?
Yeah. Ugh.
See, I never bring out the weapon
your first time.
Yeah, the first go around. I, you know, if I have extra lives.
Yeah, I got him though.
Whew.
But so Saturn will be out at Wednesday at the latest, unless I run into any kind of, I've been having a lot of render issues with my computer lately.
Oh yeah, that's weird.
Yeah. I kind of feel like maybe my graphics card is dying for some reason. I mean, I've been having a lot of issues with my desktop image. It's just like, you know, your background for the desktop has been like kind of crashing and just goes black randomly. Hmm. Who am I going after next?
Oh, let's see. So you just beat Stone Man. Charge Man.
Charge Man.
I feel like Charge Man might be a little weird how you use the weakness, because like I want to say he's got a good bit of time where he's you can't hurt him.
All right, well, we'll find out. I mean, yeah, he looks like somebody he'd be invincible when he's
charging.
He's a train.
Yeah.
But okay, so what was I saying before that?
Something about your graphics card dying and yeah, when Saturn's going to release.
Okay, I thought that looked
like the nice cool. thing though is that Premiere is like now giving you like telling you like what
but the time codes
have
not it's been incorrect. It's been telling me incorrect times.
Really?
Yeah, times that are not even in the segment that I'm rendering. So what I've been doing is for each segment that I finish that I like lock in is I've been doing a uncompressed export, or not uncompressed, but I mean it's like relatively uncompressed, like a 220 megabit per second export.
far higher than anyone is ever going to need to view it at,
right? And then like laying just the video in
mm-hmm.
for each segment, so I once it's done, once that's all done, then I can, it'll be a very quick export once I
that's frustrating. You're gonna have to figure that out though.
Yeah.
But so then Night Trap, it's very likely from what you're hearing that we will be free to release that anytime, like at some point the following week.
Yes.
So it's very likely that Night Trap, the Saturn and Night Trap will only be like a week apart.
Right. So it's gonna be a big time for our channel, I think, when that happens.
Yeah.
The two. I mean, I'm sad that we can't release Night Trap and then release, release Saturn like 2 weeks after that.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't want to like lose that opportunity to, you know, capitalize on releasing Night Trap at the same time. Yeah. It would have been nice to have, for whatever new subscribers Night Trap brings in, they have Saturn be like the first video they see after that.
Yeah.
But it's okay, you know. I think that once Saturn's done, and then I'm gonna do a quick video on the Saturn SD card mod, and then I've been joking. It's like I'm never gonna play the Saturn again, probably, because I'm Saturn out at this point. Oh, we got Jimmy in the chat.
Yeah, hey Jimmy.
Jimmy released a incredible, nearly hour long video on a unreleased Suikoden game for the PSP,
or unreleased
in the US.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, it's like
crazy.
57 minutes or something like that. It is an opus, I have to say.
Wow, Jimmy, you got to get on my case. We gotta settle up on some stuff. I've been slacking.
Yeah, but I'm excited for everyone to kind of see Night Trap. We have kind of a cool announcement pretty soon we should be able to say about the Night Trap documentary.
Oh yeah,
hopefully it'll be like in the next couple days we can say something about it.
Yeah, we're pretty excited about that too. Yeah, I mean, you know, things have been a little slow because we keep like we're so excited about the whole Night Trap thing right now that it's been like, we feel like, even though it's like really your episode, like even me, I've kind of just felt like unable to move on. So, you know, we just.
Who am I going after next?
Get out.
Oh, yeah.
Have you died on a boss yet?
No.
Wave Man, but I want to say that it's pretty difficult to use Charge Man's power. I think if you, I could be wrong, but if I'm remembering right, you use it by sliding.
Wait, who? Wait, Charge Man's thing?
Yeah, I think you use his ability by sliding.
Okay, who am I?
Waveman.
Waveman, that's right. Okay.
I'd want to say Waveman is pretty easy even without. His level is kind of deep. It was like a vehicle segment. Are we doing a presentation at Missouri Game Con next month?
We're
doing something there.
Yeah, we got the... I got to send it to you. He just sent me the... the schedule.
Oh, cool.
And so we have one panel. I think it's going to be just like a general My Life in Gaming panel rather than an RGB. But people will obviously ask RGB questions during it.
So don't be afraid to ask RGB questions, but don't feel like you have to only ask RGB questions.
Yeah. And apparently there's like a Twitch stream for like charity, which I guess we play for an hour. I don't know exactly what we're doing with it yet. I think this is like fairly new information that I've heard. And then there's also a meet and greet. Oh.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
I see. So I thought I had to jump from... Can I jump from...
You have to get like more toward the left side.
I see, but like, I can jump on the smaller ones.
Yeah, but I don't think they last as long.
I see, okay.
Now, someone was asking, is it okay for my N64 to randomly reset whatever game I'm playing? It just happened when I hooked it up not long ago. Is it a cartridge error or a hardware error? I don't know what kind of error it is, but is it okay? No, that's... I would say that. It's unacceptable behavior for your N64. It should feel ashamed of what it's doing.
Yeah. I saw Nick was in the chat. He asked, he saw, RGT85 did a video on the controversy, I guess, surrounding the EverDrive cartridges and the voltage. Mm-hmm. He asked me about it a little bit, like kind of what my opinion was. I pointed him to Renee's. He did a video kind of breaking everything down. And also Kevtris commented on it on a Atari Age in a post. I mean, I've been getting a lot of questions about it, or just like there's been a lot of comments about it.
Right.
Basically, I think that, you know, it's an obvious issue, and it's it'll be interesting to see how it is dealt with in the future. I think, like, I'm wondering if...
Yeah, I mean, I think he's going to optimize the design so that it's not even a concern. But he's also kind of saying, you know, Crick says that, you know, that you know, it's fine. It's not, like, killing anyone's systems, but he is going to, you know, make the design more optimal in the future. You know, but obviously, you know, I think it's got a lot of people worried. I mean,
well, I think that it kind of picked up a lot of steam today because Nintendo Life posted about it.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, it sucks that it has to happen. I mean,
right.
I feel like it's, you know, Crick's explained that, you know, he has had one system he's used to test everything for years. And for 7 years, and has never had a problem. I think if you're using it, you know, for hours and hours a day, every day, you'll probably like be at risk.
But of course, we're saying that without having the real technical understanding of it, just anecdotal, you know, how we have used it. So, you know, don't trust what we're saying as, you know, having some technical factual basis.
Right.
You know, I felt like I've had to disclaim a few times recently, like, you know, I think some people think we're smarter than we actually are.
Right. As Nick says right there, though.
We talk to the people who are really smart, you know, and just make videos about it.
Right. As Nick says, he said, you know, it's just additional wear and tear. It is. I mean, that's basically what it comes down to. And I think that I think, like, I'd be lying if I said that I didn't, like, now I think about it every time I use an EverDrive. But, I mean, I only use an EverDrive to capture, you know, like, additional things that I already have.
Like, right now, you're playing a real Mega Man 5 card.
Right. Let's see how this works. I'm just going to... The C kick.
Yeah, like, when you actually play your games for real.
Right.
But, you know, it definitely has me thinking, like, oh, you know, if I do get more into flashcards, like, I'm going to want to wait for some new versions.
Right. And I mean, I'll continue to use mine, and then I will upgrade the ones that I need to get new versions of.
Yeah. But I mean, apparently, you know, I didn't see firsthand a lot of the conversation surrounding the issue. But, you know, I heard some people say that, like, people were acting like you're talking bad about their family.
Right.
You know?
And the thing to is, be fair, like, a lot, I think, you know, it sucks to feel like something that you really like and enjoy, and be like, oh, well, you know, it's like it's killing your system by using it. You know, and that's kind of, I can understand, especially when there are very expensive things.
Right, right. And you don't want to have to buy another, but...
And we've been dealing with this a little bit lately anyways, because, like, I've been saying that, you know, like, with the whole SCART cable thing that, you know, that people picked up on after our panel video went out, you know, it always feels like, oh, it's just like, it's always something new. You know, it's always something new is a problem, or something, you know, that we, like, get behind. And then it's like, oh, well, it has a little bit of a problem. You know, the same thing with this EverDrive. Like, you know, I did like a 40-minute video on it at the beginning of the year.
I think it's Starman.
Okay.
Because it says on this list I'm looking at, it says use Megabuster, and I don't see Waveman anywhere else in here, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, so about the SCART, I don't know if we really addressed this before. Like, we made a... In our panel video, we got a question, you know, the panel at Too Many Games, we got a question like where to buy SCART cables. And there's kind of been a lot of conversation recently about, you know, like, oh, you know, who's making them right, who's not. And, you know, I mean, let's face it, there's really only two major places to get it from, and that's Retro Console Accessories, who is on eBay and in the US, and then there is Retro Gaming Cables, who has a website and is in the UK. And we had sort of had some scares about some Retro Console Accessories cables, and, you know, we knew that some of them,
specifically
at least
the
Genesis cables. Now, I don't think they had been designed this way most recently. But you know, there was a concern about a chip in there that shouldn't have been in there. And, you know, apparently at one point she was advised that, you know, this is a thing that you should put in the cable. This is good. And then it turns out that it's just like boosting the sync voltage. And, you know, that's not ideal. But it's the same sort of situation. You know, is it really killing your FrameMeister or your TV or something? Probably not, but it's just
much like the EverDrive is putting additional wear and tear.
Right. Probably not. You know, I was using a cable like that for probably 3 years.
Right.
But but yeah, so some people like blew that way out of proportion, and you know, we weren't like nervous that we, you know, were saying that at all. Well, anyway, so some people made some Reddit posts and blew it way out of proportion. Like, oh my gosh, my life in gaming just said, you know, and it was maybe taken a little out of context. Or, I mean, we were just kind of vague about, like, you know, some cables out there have boosted sync. Don't buy that. And, you know, we had some concerns about some of, you know, from just from what people had told us about some of the older cable designs. Well, anyway, so we finally got actually in direct contact with Retro Console Accessories, and you know, and she has, you know, talked to a lot of people, and has you know, new up-to-date information about how to properly construct the SCART cables for various systems. And, you know, apparently she's, like, actually working on a website, too, so that, you know, you don't have to deal with the eBay store closing and stuff like that. You know, I think she's going to try to be a little more communicative. Is that how you say it?
Communicative?
I don't know. but I mean, that's going to be, I mean, I think in the long run, it's, you know, even though there was some controversies brought up, and you know, I think that kind of scared her because she's thinking, oh my gosh, now, like, you know, people aren't going to trust me anymore. And I said, you know, look, you know, we, you know, if you can help us, you know, take a look at some of the newest cables, and we can confirm the designs with you know, some of the other people that we talk to, you know, we don't, you know, we aren't by any means, like, we want you around. Like, I mean, you know, and I've always, you know, most of my cables are her cables, because, you know, they're, you know, for me, they've generally been pretty easy to get a hold of. You know, I know there's the whole thing about the store closing, and, you know, and they've held up well, you know. I've had some cables that have, you know, kind of fallen apart, but, you know, all of her cables have done very well for me. So, you know, as long as they're designed properly, you know, I'm more than happy to, you know, in the future, you know, if we can confirm, you know, these are good cables, you know, we want to make sure everyone stays in business. So we aren't, he just jumped right on you.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, I, you know, if anyone has, like, concerns about retro console accessories, like, I wouldn't, you know, we've yet to verify firsthand the newest designs, but, you know, I don't think you have anything to be worried about. You know, from my conversations with her, it sounds like she has revise the cables. In fact, some of the revisions have been in place for some time, but just it hasn't been, you know, really publicly put out there. But it's just that some of the past ones. So, you know, there's only so many people out there that make these retro products, and we need all of them around.
Right.
So, you know, I wish everyone great success. But all right,
who's next?
I also want everyone to be doing it right, which I'm relatively confident. We don't have a lot to worry about.
I feel like Crystal
there.
Man, it would be next.
Starman, let's see. Gravity Man, use Star Crash. I want to say Gravity Man's a pretty good starter, though, because he's I remember him having, like, a pretty easy pattern. You just, like, walk under him, it flips, and then, you know, and I think you hit him, like, while you're, like, passing by him while the gravity's flipping.
I don't want to get too cocky, but it's been kind of easy so far. I mean, it's been much easier than I was expecting. So yeah, it's been a crazy couple of weeks, I think, in terms of, like,
retro hardware stuff.
Yeah.
Someone's asking in the chat room. They bought a Saturn without a power cord. Is there anything in particular? No, it's the exact. It's just that the power supply is inside the system. The cord is just one of those standard. I don't know exactly what you call it. You know, sometimes, like, the ones that you have for, like, a PS2 Slim or a.
They're interchangeable, PS3 though.
Slim or a PS4 is what they call a figure eight power. And then there's the other one that's used on, like, PS1, original model PS2, and Saturn and Dreamcast, where it's like the figure eight, but, like, one of the sides is, like, squared off.
Right.
And that's...
But you can use... The figure eight ones are interchangeable. You can use those on the ones that are squared off.
Okay, I assumed you could, but I'd never really looked into it.
Yeah, because the Japanese Saturn is the figure eight, and the U.S. is the...
Yeah, I mean, I assume that the figure eight is just, you know, it uses AC, right? And then the squared off one uses DC, is that how it goes? I don't know. I'm just guessing. I don't really know. That would just make sense given how it's designed.
Right.
There was, for those who don't know, I finally got my 4K TV this week. I'm watching the stream on it right now. I got a LG OLED because I'd been saving up for it all year, and I really want it. And some people were, given some scares about, burn-in on OLEDs, but it sounds like you almost have to be trying. I mean, have something on for, all day, if not days on end, and even then you might still be fine, Like, right. You will get some temporary image retention, but it'll go away relatively quickly. But anyway.
You're excited because of the potential for future episodes.
I'm extremely excited about doing a, this is something I've been planning actually for a long time, but now that I've gotten into it myself, I'm really excited. I definitely want to do an episode that is about gaming on 4K TVs, both retro gaming and modern gaming on 4K TV. And I'll get into that more in a minute, but to the point of the power adapter, the PS2 or excuse me, PS4 Pro has a very weird power cable. I assume you've probably never seen it. It's like a PC power cable, but it doesn't have the third prong. But it's the same shape.
Oh, really?
And I've never seen one like that where it's just two prong. It was like with the old this,
That's what the Xbox 360 version had.
Oh, really? Really?
Yeah, well, plugged into the power block.
Oh, okay. No, but this just uses a regular cord. The power supply is in the system, but it's just got two prongs. I've never seen a cable like that before, but it's the same thing. It just doesn't use that ground plug, and it's it doesn't have the fat prong on the plug end. There was I can't fathom any reason it wouldn't be okay to just plug in a standard PC cord. And I found this, I was just looking online, just double check, it's okay.
I'm having a hard time with this guy.
Oh, I thought you were going to have him.
I thought so too. I think I understand.
I mean, he's so simple though, Yeah. He's pretty simple. So anyway, so I was like, there's no way that plugging in a regular power cord would be bad, but especially because it's there's no prong for that ground inside the system, so just nothing's going to be going through it. So I'm like, well, this is fine. I just want to double check since I ain't no electrical engineer. And I concluded it was fine from stuff I was reading online, but I found this one YouTube video. It was this guy's here's a simple hack to make a spare power cable for your PS4 Pro. And he's like, I work in IT, and this is fine to do. All you need is some electrical tape. And he takes a PC power cable and he wiggles the ground plug. He just wiggles it until it breaks off. It's like, and then you just cover that up with some electrical tape. And every comment on the video is you are an idiot.
It's going to be Crystal Man next, right?
Gravity Hold is Gyro Man, which actually makes sense because he can't spin.
Yeah.
If you screw up his gravity.
Somebody's talking about the 4K stretch of retro pixels. Is that something you've seen?
Where is?
I think it's Mellow Gaming says something about 4K stretch.
4K stretch of pixels, stretch the pixels of retro games out too far. I'm not really sure what he's talking about. Actually, one of the really cool features of the LG, and I don't know what other TVs might offer this, or if all LG TVs offer this, or if it's just an OLED thing. You can actually stretch horizontal and vertical independently. You can zoom in horizontal and vertical independently, and it's really cool. So one of the best things about the LG, and same goes for Vizio's 4K TVs, or at least some of them. I know at least a number of Vizio's 4K TVs play nice with the OSSC, which is a big deal, really.
Mm-hmm.
It was honestly one of the things that I was most interested in. And thankfully, the LG OLEDs play nice with the OSSC. It will play even Super Nintendo, which Super Nintendo is known to, have a funky refresh rate for a lot of TVs. Super Nintendo, 5X scaling on the OSSC, it is phenomenal. But I was trying the Game Boy interface through the GameCube, Game Boy Player. And I was able to use the OSSC for that, scaling 240p, 5X. Now, of course, it's still small because it's Game Boy Advance. And I used the TV zoom to basically fill the screen. And it looks so good. So I'm like really excited about that. I mean, everything that I've tested so far, like the OSSC just looks phenomenal on it. And I think I'm going to mainly switch to playing with OSSC because I can. But I'm probably going to still have to capture using the FrameMeister for a while. Just because...
Do you have to waste a life to get that A? You can probably do it just in time.
You can make it. You can make it. I remember that. I'm probably going to keep capturing with the FrameMeister because it's it's still a little difficult to capture the OSSC, especially at higher resolutions.
Well, you can't capture at 5X using your
right
using Which the, I, our current capture card. But we're kind of looking into.
Some later this year, I would like to. I know that John Linneman from Digital Foundry has been testing out the OSSC on some of their very fancy capture cards. This is giving you a hard time.
Yeah.
I think you're just letting it freak you out. Just go for it. I think you're worried too much about the things coming down and get you.
No, I mean, that's harder than it looks. I thought that maybe the star would do it. Let's see. I'll try that again. That seemed to work pretty good, though. Yeah, John's been helping out a lot with this
thing. Yeah, well, it's so crazy, and that's one reason... One reason that I want to do an episode about 4K TV is because it's not as straightforward as you think. I mean, you think, especially when people were talking about, hooking up modern systems, you're just like, oh, you just plug in the HDMI and go. No. I mean, I'm guilty myself of just saying, HDMI works or it doesn't work, because in the past, for the most part, it's pretty true. You run through switchers and splitters and whatever, it doesn't do anything. But when you're trying to push 4K through, HDMI is at its limits now. I mean...
Even if they have, like, an HDMI 3.0, you would think that would...
2.0.
I know, but, like...
Oh, could there be a 3.0? I don't know. I mean, because I don't know what is done internally to the cables to make them qualify as, you know, 2.0 as opposed to 1.4.
What is
that? You know, I feel like to do more, don't they have to just have to add more pins? I mean, it sounds like because here's the thing. If you have too long of a cable, even in the HDMI 2.0 spec, you know, there's a good chance you're not going to be able to get, you know, 4K through, or 4K RGB, or 4K HDR. And so I've bought last year kind of, you know, in anticipation, you know, I was running out of HDMI spots and I wanted to get a 4K capable switcher.
Mm-hmm.
And so I bought it, and at first I was like, oh, I'm having trouble. Like it's giving me a lot of drops. And what it turned out to be is it can't handle it can't reliably handle the bandwidth required of full RGB throughput at 4K. However, the PS4 Pro can't do RGB HDR. It's YUV 420, which I mean, in the end, I don't think it's like a serious difference, but it's less bandwidth to use YUV 420 as opposed to RGB 444.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but HDR 420 is more than YUV, just standard non-HDR. So, I mean, it, you know, depending on the scene, depending on what you're putting through the cables, it might...
I'm just laughing because Frank's dresser's like, in the next video, Renee shows you how HDMI cables are ruining your systems. It's only a matter of time.
Renee just basically ruins everyone's hopes and dreams, and we just go back to you know, the Stone Age. Yeah. We can't... I think Renee needs to make this his mission in life, is to just make people like petrified of every single electronic device ever made now.
It's whatever, everything is slowly killing your system. Playing the system slowly kills it.
I know. If you keep using your TV, one day it will die.
Yeah. Okay, about the YUV 420.
Yeah, so, I mean, anyway, so I was getting the drops when I was using the switcher. So I talked to John, and he was like, oh, well, when you're playing HDR, it's automatically YUV 420 anyway. Because, you know, it's just too much. The, you know, HDMI is being stretched as thin as it can be. And you know, that's just what the PS4 Pro supports. So I switched it so the system is always doing YUV 420, regardless of whether it's HDR or non-HDR. And I'm like, okay, great, this works. And so I was playing Final Fantasy 12. Number of hours yesterday, and I started noticing when I was on like loading screens or save screens, which are mostly black, I was noticing I was getting some speckles, not like anything severe, and it was probably happening all the time, I would imagine, but I just couldn't see it. It was just little white speckles.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very faint. I'm like, oh, that's because the HDMI cable is just barely, you know, able to push it through. Or, well, the switcher plus two HDMI cables. So, and then at one point while I was playing, it actually totally dropped for a few seconds.
Right.
Only happened once, but, so my point is, it was holding on, but just barely. And so I thought, okay, well, that's interesting. And John said, he said, I would blame your HDMI cables before your switcher. And, you know, my reaction was, you know, the switcher just can't really handle it. He said he bought, before he could get HDMI 2.0 cables that would successfully carry for even just 15 feet, he said he had to buy 7 cables.
Before he found one that worked.
Before he found one that worked. So, I mean, this is just how severe the HDMI situation is right now if we're trying to move to this next level of 4K. So I thought, well, before I write off the Switch.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm?
Sorry. Forget it. You missed it. If you watch it on the stream, it's so stupid. I tried to see if I could just like fly through that part because I just like getting annoyed of like waiting for it.
That's definitely one of the parts of the game that I remember more than a lot of other parts in this game. That's a tricky part.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I thought, well, let me put this cable to the test. So what I did this morning before lunch, I played Final Fantasy XII for an hour or so, and played with the output cable from my switcher. Not through the switcher, but the same cable I had been using directly from the PS4 to the TV. So I wanted to see, you know, do I see any hint that this cable,
so stupid.
Is
it's ridiculous. I'm sorry. I was like, I just don't want to wait for it anymore. It's like, when's it going to happen? Come on. I'm just going to go for it.
Man. This is a bad idea.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I took the longer cable. I think it's 15 feet. And played for an hour or so just to see if I saw any indications that the cable, that particular cable, was not holding up. And I did see, you know, on the loading screens, like maybe 2 or 3 times, like a speckle. Like not as much as it was last night when I was going all the way through the switcher, but that was at least enough to indicate, okay, this cable, even without the switcher, is, you know, being taxed pretty heavily.
Right.
So, so then
I'm like, this is so stupid.
After lunch, I switched to the cable, the shorter cable. It's 10 feet. I was originally using directly from the PS4 to the switcher, and that cable, you know, I played the, you know, basically up until the stream. And I never saw a speckle or had any issue. So, you know, that 4K is pushing HDMI as far as it can go. And, you know, so right now I'm like kind of racking my brain, like how am I going to get a reliable situation where I can use a switcher for 4K systems and not plug directly into TV, because you've only got 4 inputs to work with.
Right.
So, I mean, it's, and I you know, I've got my regular switcher. It's got 8 inputs and it's full, but it wouldn't really be rated to handle 4K. So it's crazy. I mean, it's, and not only that, like HDR is like actually really hard to set up correctly. And I'm not 100% sure I've got it set quite right. I'm going to ask John a few more questions when I get a chance. I didn't really think, like, I got the HDR thing. I'm like, I'm not sure if this really looks any better. It looks different, but I don't know if it's better. And then I got my settings right, and, you know, I think right. But really, it's kind of down to the implementation in the game. You know, before I was testing a lot of games that were kind of patched with HDR after the fact, And then I played, I got Horizon Zero Dawn, because that's like kind of supposed to be the for HDR showcase.
Right.
And I haven't started playing it proper yet, but I thought, okay, I'm just going to pop this in and see if this helps me sort of get what the fuss is about HDR a little more. It's in a whole different league in terms of the HDR. Like, it's kind of immediately noticeable, like, okay, this kind of feels like something I haven't seen before. Like, at the very beginning of the game, you're in this cave, and there's these holographic screens come up. And, like, the cave is really dark, but these screens are, like, really bright. Mm-hmm. And they, like, feel bright. Like, it's I don't know if I want to say it, like, hurts your eyes, but it's, like, it feels bright. It feels like if you were, like, in a dark room and looking at something bright.
Interesting.
And, like, it just, you know, it stands out in a way that, you know, it's like, okay, this is kind of a new thing I'm looking at.
Crazy here if it starts me at the beginning. This is like, why am I having such a severe problem with this stage of all stages?
But it's see, I see Nick here saying HDR is awesome, much more important feature than 4K. And see, I haven't really come to a conclusion on that yet. Right now I'm really enjoying the extra resolution. Like, even, you know, Final Fantasy XII is only 1440p on the PS4 Pro. I mean, it's, you know, one of the lower resolution boosts that the PS4 Pro can do. But it's still like, you know, I played like 4.5 hours of Final Fantasy XII the day it came out on my 1080p TV, and then my 4K TV came the next day. And it was immediately like, oh, wow, like, this is definitely like a lot sharper looking, even though Final Fantasy 14, or excuse me, 12 does not support HDR. It's interesting because in some of the games I was testing at first, like the non-HDR stuff actually had much more vivid colors. And I'm still trying to figure out the color gamut thing. I don't know. Horizon kind of showed me, like, oh, okay, like, some things are, like, a lot brighter than they can normally be. But in terms of just the overall scene, like, it's still the resolution that's jumping out to me. And I'm going around the internet and, you know, trying to get a feel for what people are saying. You know, a lot of people are just saying, like, oh my gosh, HDR is a complete game changer, so much more important than 4K and blah, blah. And then there's other people saying, like, I don't know if I have my TV set right. Like, in certain games, like what I'm seeing, like Infamous would be one example. And John confirmed this to me. This, I don't think, is just my settings. Like, Infamous, like, kind of crushes the blacks in HDR mode. Like, I was switching back and forth between HDR on, HDR off, and there was, like, some dark areas where I could see more detail with HDR off. I'm going to talk to John a little bit more about HDR specific settings, because I just want to make sure I've got it right. Like I say, like Horizon, I'm kind of now like, oh, okay, this looks pretty cool. But I'm still not sure that it's like this revelation that I thought it would be. Like, and that's part of the reason I really wanted to get the OLED, you know, and not just another. Just a 4K TV with HDR. Like, I want to get the OLED because I feel like with that, at least, like, everything is an upgrade across the board. Like, you've got that true black.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes it feel like kind of a next generation display, regardless of whether, whether you're playing HDR content or 4K content. Like, the picture itself just looks a heck of a lot better, no matter what you're looking at.
Sorry, I'm like intensely focusing on this stupid part. I'm just gonna use the rush chat, see if it works. Come on. How freaking long? How many of these things... does there have to be of this? Well, I'm interested to see it in motion. I mean, it's like, or in person sometime.
Yeah, yeah. you need to come up with a reason to come down here just for that.
This is so stupid. Why am I having such a hard time with this part? I mean, it is like harder than anything like in the game. by a mile.
But Nick, I definitely think the boost I saw in Final Fantasy 14 was because of the resolution and not just the quality of TV. Of course, if I want to, I could set the PS4 to 1080p and confirm that for myself. Of course, it looked very, very nice, I thought, on my 1080p TV when I was playing it on that, but it definitely looks sharper to me. It's very nice looking. But
I gotta jump before it like is off screen. I think that's what I need to do.
I mean, Nick, I've got a 55-inch here, and I sit like. Let's measure how far away it is. Let's do that right now. I got my tape measure out because you know when you're reorganizing your setup, or at least I do when I'm reorganizing my setup. I have to. I've used tape measure a lot. So let's see. Okay, that's about right. It's about 6 feet. Right at about 6 feet away.
That's not too bad.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it feels like the perfect size. Like, I was thinking, like, when I was kind of faltering on OLED for a little bit. I was kind of chickening out. And I was like, oh, maybe I'll just go on the Vizios. Those, you know, because those also play nice with the OSSC. And I thought, well, but if I get a non-OLED, maybe I'll, since I'm going to be saving money anyway, like, maybe I'll get a 65-inch as a consolation.
Yeah.
for not getting OLED. But honestly, I think 65 inches would be a little bit... It would just barely fit where I have it.
It's so funny that like the setup that you have it, though. How you have it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going... For,
you're
for people who don't know...
You've gone far beyond the line at this point. You know, I was going to say, you know, you kind of skirted the line. But no, you actually like went far beyond the line.
I've passed the line of reasonable entertainment setups now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, for those who don't know,
how do I get this V?
What my grand plan was for adding a 4K TV to my setup. It wasn't to replace my 1080p TV. Oh no!
Do you know how I get this the 5 down here? Oh, is it because of the S arrow? Can I use that? I can't imagine.
I don't know.
Maybe I just gotta know where it is.
Yeah, I think you just gotta.
There we go.
Gotta be ready for it. But but no, I kept my 1080p TV. Exactly where it was. It's right there. In fact, the OLED is so thin that my webcam won't sit on top of it. So you're looking at me on the webcam on top of my 1080p Samsung exactly where it was.
It's the gyro that I use on him, right? It's got to be a gyro at this point.
I mean, he's your last one, right?
Yeah.
Whew, you're on your last life, too.
I know. I just don't want to do it again. I'm going to have to use an E-tank because I'm not doing this level again.
All right, congrats. But yeah, man. So yes.
Now watch the Proto Man Castle just be entirely those falling diamonds.
I don't think it was anything crazy. I don't recall anything. I only recall that being in this level. I could be wrong.
But I'm still missing a letter, I think. I think I'm missing one letter. Can I see what it is and you can tell me?
Because
I can revisit the levels, can't I?
I think so.
But can I exit too? It's like, let me see. What am I missing? Will you look? Tell me where the G is. Anyway.
The G?
Yeah. I mean, I might as well get them, right? If I only got one left.
Yeah, why not? You know what? I bet that stone man where you thought that path was.
Oh, you think so?
I'm just making a random guess. I don't know.
Well, it's right here. I can try it. Nope. Stone Man is people are saying G is in Stone Man. Interesting, because that's the one I'm pretty sure that's the one I chose. Let's do this to make sure.
Okay, here's a little video. Go watch it.
Man, may as well go for the C, right? While I'm at it.
Oh, okay.
Or the complete, you know what I'm talking about.
There is a... Okay, you go up... Let's see, one ladder. You go up one ladder and a second ladder. Then you go all the way right and you'll see two ladders above you.
I see, and then it looks like I can break that.
You can break a wall.
Ah.
I'm not sure what weapon you did it. Was it just regular weapon?
Yep. All right, I got the beat. Okay, so do I gotta beat the level, you think?
I don't think so.
I mean, I don't think I can exit fast.
But anyway, yes. Kept the 1080p TV where it was. Mounted the OLED next to it and moved my other little side monitor right here. So I've got a triple monitor set up that involves two TVs. Anyway, I saw... let me look back at the chat. Someone was saying something... Joshua Helmicky is saying OLED should be connected using HDMI 2.1 cables. That might be the issue with your HDR settings. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure HDMI is just at 2.0. And HDCP is at 2.2.
Right.
I can't recall having ever seen cables that were called like 2.1 or 2.2. It's 2.0 is all I've seen. But it's just you know, the cables, just might not.
Are you just turning off the HDCP on your PS4 now since it probably can't run through through the splitter still?
Well, I'm guessing the splitter would be a prob. I don't know. I'm assuming the splitter would need to be specially equipped to handle passing, that kind of
right, stuff. like the data. But but I mean, so I when you do that, like, will it just like send it to the capture card and it just won't have the HDR in it? It'll look fine without it.
Say again.
When you send, if you were capturing something playing with HDR. Will it just like look normal on your capture?
Well, I mean, first of all, I can't I mean, I would be playing in 2160p, and I can't do that right now.
Right.
You know, HDR is not.
Essentially, we're going to have to get that 4K capture card.
Yeah,
the major.
We're going to need to, and I don't know if it captures HDR or if it captures without the metadata. But here's the thing: HDR is not quite what I had envisioned, in the sense that it's really a special implementation. Like, it's a whole different renderer that's used. Like, I mean, you know, the light, the way the light works is just different in the games, whether you have it on or off. And I kind of imagine it would just be, you know, HDR would just be on. I almost thought HDR was like a layer on top of the basic rendering. That's kind of what I thought it was, but it's a totally separate renderer unto itself. So I don't know. But my point is, this is complicated stuff. And like, the average person is by no means going to even have HDR. Like, you know, the average person who's maybe, you know, maybe not using HDR for gaming, maybe they're just using HDR for their movies or whatever, but they don't know a lot about it, and they aren't, you know, the kind of person that's going to put a lot of time into it. I mean, I've been playing days into this stuff, and I'm still not 100% sure I've got it set right, you know? I mean, the average person is not going to be seeing this stuff. I mean, I feel like HDR should be like, kind of like, you know, analog RGB is, in the sense that it's just, you know, plug it in, forget it, you know?
Right.
And it just tells it what it is, and it works.
Tells it how it's going to be.
Yeah.
Whoops, I didn't mean to use the Rust chat. Just getting this stuff because I need that. Alright.
A rare foil is asking, what's HDR? HDR is like...
What does it stand for?
High dynamic range. Which is, you know, some people are like, oh, you've had HDR in your phone for years. No. It's... I mean, they call it HDR. HDR, when people say... HDR in your phone, in your camera phone specifically, or in your regular camera. What HDR is, in that sense, is it's taking multiple exposures. Like, let's say you were shooting a building, and the building was in the shade, but the sky was bright blue skies. Well, you aren't going to be able to get that bright blue sky and that building in the shade, you know, you aren't going to be able to expose both of them correctly at the same time. And what HDR in a photo sense does is it takes two exposures. It takes one for the bright blue sky and it takes one for the shade building, and it blends them together. Now, I don't have a lot of strong opinions about that. A lot of people hate that with a passion. I'm indifferent to it. I don't shoot that way myself, but I am indifferent to it. Unless my phone is automatically set to do it. I mean, phone photos are like, I don't really care, you know?
This is like such a stupid thing for them to do. Like, have your first, like, disappearing and reappearing block puzzle in the entire game, like, over spikes. It's like so stressful. I mean, I wonder if I can use the rush coil to get up there.
Maybe.
Yep.
What was I talking about?
HDR.
Oh, yeah. So anyway, HDR in terms of TVs is a different thing altogether. Some people say, well, what's the same about HDR and a camera and HDR on your TV is that both are trying to get closer to the way that your eye sees light. I don't think that's really a good way to explain it, personally.
I feel like I can use the G wave on this guy. Is it the G or is it W wave? The W wave. It seems like.
But.
Yep.
But anyway, so what it is it's just, you know, using a color space where it can push through a lot. A wider range of colors, you know, I would really like to see like a test pattern that I could use that like actually shows like the smoother gradients. I don't know where I might actually be able to get something like that I could use truly in HDR mode. But part of what defines whether a TV can do HDR is it has to be able to reach a certain level of brightness. And it's really that far extreme between the brightest levels and the darkest levels. And it can show a level of brightness and detail in some of the brightest areas that is beyond a normal TV. Sort of like I said before, like, when I was testing out Horizon Zero Dawn, you know, right at the beginning of the game, you fall into this dark cave, and then there's these, and you can, you know, you can see in the darkness, you know, it's very dark, but it's, you know, still got, there's still detail there. Mm-hmm. But then these holographic screens light up, and they are very bright. It's a range between the darkest darks and the brightest brights that, you know, a standard dynamic range could not do.
Man. I feel like the difficulty, like, really ramped up out of nowhere in this.
Well, probably just because you started on the you ended on Crystal Man stage.
Yeah, but even this is pretty tough.
Remember, if you get a game over, or have you got a game over on these levels yet?
Not yet. Always choose continue, right?
Yeah, and now some of the games default to stage select, not continue.
I thought that was only an issue in the third game.
That may
be. You always
be.
Do it just to be safe.
I always, you want to stop for a second just to be like, is it okay?
I wonder if the Starman would be good here. Yep, that works. Take that.
But yeah, I'm really excited about how the OSSC looks on. I mean, it's crazy. And what's cool is if you use 5x scaling on the OSSC, you've actually got two ways you can do it. You can have it do 5x within a 1080p frame.
Right. I mean, my TV works with 5x.
Both types of 5x?
Yeah, I believe so.
You know, if you do 5x on a FrameMeister using a profile, you know, obviously the FrameMeister only goes up to 1080p, so the 5x scale, you lose a little bit of stuff on the top and bottom, but I've always been an advocate of 5x scaling because it's like, you know, I like the picture is bigger and it's, you know, it's the, what's cut off is similar to what's lost on a CRT in the overscan area. So it's not a big deal, I don't think. But what's interesting about 5X on the OSSC, I saw you slide under that thing.
the E-Tank, I feel, is more important than my life. It's always good to have. I thought I was gonna be able to pull it off, though.
Yeah, it's good to have. But anyway, 5X on the OSSC, you can do the same style as the FrameMeister. You know, where a little bit is cut off, or you can do true 5X scale, which would be 1200p. I don't know if it'd be accurate to say 1200p because the horizontal resolution is less. You know, it's not 16:9, but it's 1200 vertical lines. Mm-hmm. And it reads on the TV as, you know, 1200 by whatever. Maybe it's 1440. I'm not sure what it is. 12, but it's 1200 tall. And the TV accepts that, and it's very nice looking. Very nice looking.
Come on. I figured out how to beat those guys.
But yeah, I mean, you know, retro and modern gaming on 4K TVs. And what I'm excited about is, you know, our friend Drumble, who lives near me, he just got a Vizio M-Series TV.
Which is that the same one as Voltar has?
Voltar has a D-Series.
Is M like a lesser version of it?
No, M is...
A premium version of that?
Another step up, yeah. The Voltars does not have HDR.
I see.
Drums does, but only on one input. But anyway, so I brought over the OSSC and some other things to his house.
Is the
house
channel still going? It looks on my computer. It looks like it was.
I keep seeing a few things that says chat disconnected. Please wait while we try to reconnect you, and then it says successfully connected. But yeah, the chat's going.
Please.
It happened a few times where it's dropped, but it keeps reconnecting.
I see.
So anyway, but I mean, the M series, you know, is very affordable, you know, the $600 range. So I think it's going to be really cool. You know, I will have access to sort of a great cross section of the 4K market. You know, the very affordable but very capable 4K TV that, you know, will work great for retro stuff and modern stuff, and then like the more premium OLED style. So I'm really excited about that because, you know, I think that'll be a good, because right now, I mean, I feel like that's like, I feel like that's kind of where it's at, like, mm-hmm. Because it's like okay, if you're going to get something more expensive than like something like a Vizio, then like what are those TVs really offering you,
right,
over what the Vizio is offering? Like, in some cases the picture quality might be a little better, but is it worth the price? Like, I feel like if you're already getting like up to the point where you're spending, you know, $1,600 and $1,800 on a Samsung or a Sony, but still just an LCD TV. Like, in my opinion, it's kind of like, hey, you may as well just save up for another month or two and get an OLED, you know?
Right. I mean, now that you've like kind of been talking about it, like, I think that I'll probably be like disappointed if I don't get one.
That was kind of what I was feeling because, well, I mean, not that I thought I would be disappointed, but, well, it's just that I had my heart set on, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I would be disappointed. It's just, I feel like the Vizio is a very smart choice, but, like, I was, you know, I kind of was, like, back in, like, you know, December and January, I was like, you know what? I'm going to save up for an OLED.
And now you have it.
And now seven, I have it. Seven months later. Did it. And you know, that was putting away, you know, YouTube earnings.
Yeah.
You know, this is a very tangible benefit of all the effort we put into YouTube. Of course, YouTube has made me a lot poorer.
In other ways, yeah.
In other ways too. I mean, you know, it's not really been that long that, like, we feel like we're making our money back to some extent, you know?
Exactly.
Like, my bank account had a much bigger buffer before I started YouTube.
Yeah.
Because that, you know, I mean, you want to buy all this equipment and you want to buy all these games because you think, like, oh, like, this game is interesting. Like, I could do something with this in a video. And
for the most part, we do.
Yeah, we do. But you know, my bank account kind of dwindled. And, like, I feel like it's only been recent that I've been able to, like, kind of buffer it back up again, you know, with the amount of money that we're making.
Right.
You know, not to say it's a lot. I mean, it's not. It is not my full-time job. It could not be, not now anyway, not with what we're making. But we're I think investing in we're like almost everything that I am even personally interested in buying is stuff that would be good for the show anyway. You know, I like buying video games. And I like buying video equipment. And I like buying camera stuff.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Those are the things I like to buy. So I mean, it's, you know, it's useful for the show regardless. And you know, and I'm very excited about doing an episode about 4K gaming on 4K TVs. I think it's gonna be, you know, kind of complicated, but it's gonna be interesting.
I was finished there. Ah! Man, that's close. Give me that. See, sometimes I see these pits and I'm like, I don't really want to go through this again, so I'm just gonna rush jet over it. Go like this. Boop!
I was thinking of it last time, Jimmy. Last time I was, last time I was transferring YouTube money to my bank account, I thought, I can't put too much away. I gotta save some for Jimmy.
Yep. He has several things for us.
So hit me up on the old Skype sometime, Jimmy. I feel bad about it.
All right, that level wasn't quite as crazy as previous levels. These bosses for each thing here.
Oh. They're still kind of dumb looking.
They're super stupid looking. All right. So this guy, I don't know. I mean, this guy has a big, he looks like Megatron guy. He has a big gun arm. I'm going to try the G hold on this guy. I feel like that's something that would work for him. Nope. All right. Not the napalm bomb. Come on. Not the crystal eye. Let's try the not the G attack. Not the.
Charge really seemed like it could have been a good choice.
Yeah. Not the Star Crash. Let's try the Power Stone. Is it the Power Stone? It could be the Power Stone. Welcome to the Power Stone world. Yep, it looks like it is. I'm gonna die though. I guess I can get out of that faster. I shouldn't waste it, though, should I?
Up to you.
Yeah, I mean, so... Yeah, there we go. So that's pretty exciting, though. I mean, it's been... I feel like a lot has changed. There's a lot of new stuff with the channel in the last week, really.
Yeah, well, and, you know, we're going to have these huge episodes coming out pretty quick here.
Gosh, I cannot wait until that freaking Night Trap is out there. Like, I just cannot wait till it's, like, done. I don't think that this is worth it.
You know, as far as I know, you know, Nick is talking about how, you know, on a lot of TVs, there's, like, different characteristics to certain HDMI ports. Some have less lag, some have HDR, others don't. As far as I can tell, I think all of my HDMI ports are equally capable. I mean, you know, something I haven't addressed is the input lag, which I believe is supposed to be in the range of like 21 milliseconds on this TV, I think, right. Which is really good. I think the LGs had, they'd have a lot of lag on their OLEDs at first. And even last year's models did it first, but then I want to say it was like back in maybe January, they patched them to get like, I want to say, if I'm remembering right, something like 28 milliseconds. And this year's, I think, is even, you know, slightly lower than that. So, you know, and obviously the OSSC is supposed to add none. So assuming, you know, it doesn't have additional lag for those resolutions,
Man, I'm having a hard time with this guy. He's so stupid looking that I can't stop looking at him.
Let's see. But Nick, which TV are you talking about that has five inputs? Because I guess if some of the other inputs are laggy on whatever model you're talking about, is that's not good. But five inputs sounds like luxurious. Like, I feel like I could solve a lot of my connectivity concerns. Like, four inputs isn't much, you know? Four HDMIs, I mean, that's not an upgrade over what I had in terms of inputs. In fact, it's a downgrade because, you know, I had four HDMI inputs before, but I also had, you know, component and composite, which of course I didn't use. But this doesn't have, the LG does not have component. It's got a dongle for composite. It goes into one. It's, you know, it's one of those headphone style jacks. It's got the three rings on it.
Right.
I mean, I haven't even tested it.
Okay, here we go. Proto Man time.
Oh man. Someone's asking about curved TVs. Do they have an effect on lag or picture? I can't imagine why they would have anything to do with lag, but I think the curved TV concept is garbage. I can't stand that. I don't know if you have thoughts on it.
On the curved TV? Oh, so it gives, it continue is your only option here.
Oh, that's nice. Sort of, unless you want to go back and get your Beats.
Yeah, but maybe it doesn't let me because I've already gotten them all.
Or I wonder if you could hit up and then there, you might have been able to go to the end, which would be bad, very bad.
This is like an interesting kind of level here. I was not expecting. This is like something completely new from Mega Man.
But yeah, I think curve is. That's.
What do I use on Proto Man? Do you know?
Huh?
Do you know what I got to use on Proto Man? Oh wait, he's doing something. Oh maybe.
Proto Man feels like a Buster guy to me.
Well, he's not even. There's the real Proto Man just showed up. Oh, he's like this. Leaves an L tank, whatever that is. Okay, so what is this thing? die, but I think I understand how to beat this guy. Okay. I wonder if I can use anything on him. Do you know if I can use anything on this guy? So I have to go through this level every time. Spikes! Spikes! Every time I die in spikes. I'm pretty excited to go to this Missouri Game Con. It's going to be, I've never been to St. Louis before.
Yeah, I'm excited too. I have been there though.
Oh, really?
Yeah, my dad, his last project before he retired was in St. Louis.
Oh, cool.
So I went there once or twice while he was working out there.
Let's see. Do you know, can you, let's see. I feel like it's going to be something weird.
Let's see, Proto Man.
Definitely, it's not the napalm bomb. Although this
the
can...
easiest way to deal with him is to use beat and let the little bird do the attacking while you dodge. Power Stone is also somewhat easy to use.
All right, well, let's see. Let's have beat do it then.
I mean, you went through the effort to get him.
Yeah.
I thought beat him. Like got you out of pits or something. I think he does in some games, but I guess he does something different than this.
Yeah, it's like this is actually like, get him beat. Yeah, that's pretty cool. I cannot believe that Proto Man was not behind this. Every time. You've done well, Mega Man. Mega Man.
Mega Man.
Isn't that how Roll says his name?
I don't know.
In Mega Man Legends. Mega Man. Mega Man.
Well, someone in the chat saying beat might be good for Wily.
Yeah, I feel like these probably is. He seems like a really good thing that you probably use on him. So he's got Dr. Light captive in his lab, and he's like, come if you dare. And what Mega Man said, you know, I'm just not going to go. I'm going to go home. I've been trying to get rid of Dr. Light for a while now. I can't believe it took you this long to kidnap him.
Oh, this castle has a single dinosaur foot.
The castles definitely get worse looking as the series goes on. I mean, I think that 2 is the best looking castle.
I mean, it's iconic, but
yeah, I mean, I like the angle. That's at an angle.
Let me see if I can find a page that has like all the Dr. Wily castles on. I know there's one that's got like 2 dinosaur feet, and I'm pretty into that one. There's got to be like a web page that has like all the castles.
Yeah, if there's not, then there's a free idea, everybody.
Okay, yeah, it looks like on the Mega Man Wiki.
So,
Mega Man 3 is the one with the double dinosaur feet.
Okay,
it's got like this bone. It's just like sticking up. This is a giant bone just like on the side of the building. And then Mega Man 4, it's like kind of in the clouds. It's a little plain looking. It's got 2 bones though.
And then what can we do to like really up the ante? Let's put 2 bones on it.
I kind of like how this 5-1 has the single dinosaur foot. That's interesting. Mega Man 6 is like a Japanese castle.
These are like the most generic enemies in any Mega Man game.
Mega Man 7's is pretty boring looking. Wow, and then 8's is just like awful. Like it doesn't even look like a Wily castle at all.
all that extra power.
Nines is interesting. It's kind of got like a, it's got like a technodrome, like the little laser shooting thing, you know?
Yeah.
Like the fork thing. Well, Mega Man 10's is like a weird tower. It's got, Mega Man 10's has some dinosaur feet. Or it's more like sloth claws, really.
I didn't think that would kill me. I thought I'd have enough room there. Oh, well, no, I do have to do the
joke. Oh, the Game Boy, the first Game Boy has like a lot of bones in it. That one's pretty cool looking. I kind of like that one.
The more bones it has, the better. Bones and dinosaur feet.
Oh, there's a Wile E. Castle in Mega Man Soccer.
Really? Listen, if you're Wile E. Jeez. If your Wile E. Castle doesn't have bones and dinosaur feet, don't even bother.
What are you even doing?
I'm going to try this. I'm going to try the rush jet and just skip it all. Let's do that. Let's do exactly that. Rush, he does get more and more, or less and less useful in each game, I think. Like, the idea kind of culminated with the third one. It started and culminated with the third one.
Well, I don't know. I mean, Mega Man 6, you know, like, you like, get to wear him as a suit.
Oh, yeah. The good thing is, like, I just keep on getting more and more E-tanks. Because they respawn every time I continue. This one really goes all in on the, let's take some sort of inanimate object and put a couple of cartoon eyes on it. That's like...
Say what?
This one really goes all in on the, let's take like an object and put cartoon eyes on it. There's a lot of cartoon eyes on like every single enemy in this one.
Well, I mean, isn't that kind of just a thing?
It is, but I feel like they do it more and more.
Mm.
Of course, I still think it's a pretty good game. We were gonna do a episode or a live stream where we're just gonna see. Look at these enemies really quick. I mean, they're just like, what are they? They're just like,
they're things with eyes.
Yeah, exactly. We were gonna do a live stream where it's just where we're gonna play games that we would assume are bad.
But how bad could they be?
Yeah.
Come on.
Exactly. That was kind of the.
I think we should still do that.
Yeah, I do too. Oh.
You know, you need to stream Dawn of Mana sometime. Because, I mean, how bad could it be?
Yeah, I mean, it's a true Seiken Densetsu 4.
It's like Seiken Densetsu, yeah. Even Legend of Mana isn't Seiken Densetsu 4.
Yeah.
And people don't like that either, but I liked it.
Oh, whoops.
That's good music. Great music.
Yeah. Let's do this. We're going to cut it. We're going to be going overtime here.
Oh, wow.
I thought for sure this would go like faster. These, especially since I didn't have to continue for.
Well, it's a longer game.
Yeah.
You got bogged down in Crystal Man stage, yes, for a little while.
I don't know if it's. All right. Whew. That there's one thing that Mega Man games do is make my hands sweat. But it doesn't matter how easy or hard it is. I'm still sweating.
People are talking about clone systems and stuff. You know that that Super Famicom game I bought in that Shibibin Man series, or however you pronounce it?
Yeah.
So that was from a company called Columbus Circle, which I'd never heard of. Well, apparently... They make, like, clone systems and stuff, and I guess they've maybe made some other reproduction-type games. What was unique about that one was because it was the fourth game in this series that only got a Satellaview release, so it was kind of cool that, as far as I could tell, it appeared to be a semi-official release in the sense that the owners of the IP... their logo is on the box, so I mean, I assume they had permission. So I don't know the details, but I've never heard of them. And
Shibibin Man.
Yeah, it was like the easiest game I've ever played too. It was like laughably easy. I died like three times. But apparently I didn't realize it, but I guess they make like some clone systems and maybe have made some other like cartridges. So I don't know if they're like considered any good of a company or not, but it kind of made me think, is like, I got that like right around the time Rene released his article, and I'm like, oh no.
Is it gonna be bad?
Is the flash inside this cartridge? Is it flash, or what is it? I don't know. Is it okay? And the thing is, it's like not like the. It's very similar to a real Super Famicom cartridge, but there's no screws and no tabs, unless there's a screw hidden under like the back label or something. But I don't see a way to open it without breaking it, so.
Yeah, there was another, finally got a U.S. release, is the other Super Nintendo game, that Unholy Knight fighting game. Finally got a physical release.
Oh, was that another Satellaview?
Well, no, it's by, I take it this is not one. I feel like I gotta use the Rush Coil here.
Can you not get the bottom one to go out?
There it goes. No, I can't get it to go out. What the heck? I don't even understand this. It's like totally random. Oh, I shoot it. Oh. If I shoot it, it comes out. It doesn't... It doesn't give you any kind of feedback.
It was obvious.
Oh.
Kane B is suggesting Crystal Eye.
Interesting. Let's try that. Yeah, that's... Well,
it's doing some good damage.
Come on. All right. Holy mackerel. There we go. Man, this is like, I thought it was going to be a lot easier than it actually has ended up being.
This game's stressing you out more than you thought it would?
Yeah. Significantly more.
I still think it's pretty easy. Well, I think you'll find 6 to be a lot easier.
Yeah.
See.
Oh, there's not too many levels in this one, though.
No, yeah. Once they started doing the dual castle thing, they started having a lot less levels in the individual castles. But I still think the game is a little longer.
Yeah, I mean,
it's probably similar length to 4.
Yeah.
I feel like you maybe had an easier time with 4. I mean, I forget if you had any major problem spots.
Let's see if this works. Ooh, that's close. Shabibin man.
I should have played it on stream, but I just like I popped it in to test it.
I thought you did a periscope of it. I thought you beat it during the periscope.
No. I did a periscope of opening it, and then I went downstairs and I'm just like, oh, I'm gonna test this out, and then I'm like, oh, I beat the first level pretty easy. And then I just like kept playing, and I'm like, oh, I beat the second level. And then at some point, it was just like, well, I guess I'm just going to keep playing. I think, though, there might not be...
So you beat it before you even added it to your backlog?
I did. I mean, it was... I had room for it regardless.
I mean, was it in general, was it pretty good?
Yeah, it was fun.
Will you ever play it again?
Maybe. I mean, it was fun, but it, you know.
You should make it that, like, a thing, a regular thing when there's, like, if you beat a game during a stream and you have, like, 15 minutes left, you can always, like, just play Shabibin Man.
Shabibin Man.
Yeah, I don't even know if that's, like, the name of it, but.
I mean, it's something like that.
All right, so what am I doing here? Do I gotta do this? Yep.
I mean, I feel like Rush Jet would get you up there. That would be my inkling, but it looks like you're a little low on Rush, so.
Yeah. Okay, I'm doing pretty good. Because I think after this is the... what is this going to be? That seems kind of tough. How do I get in there? How can I, like, make that...
You want me to look it up? I've still got this page open.
Yeah, I mean,
I thought I did.
Maybe it's the graphic, or the gravity hold. It's not the gravity hold. It's not the stone. Is it going to be the gyro attack? It's the gyro attack. Dead though. That's tough because I mean he gets you in the corner. It's in the corner. Let's see. I mean, okay. Let's do that again. Yeah, there's more people in tonight's stream than normal than we've had in a while.
I popped out the stream window and I can't see how many we got. I popped out the chat.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna use an e-tank.
It doesn't tell me how many. How many is it?
It's 182 right now.
It's pretty good.
Come on, get in there. There we go. I use an E-tank because I just didn't want to start this whole thing over without the full gyro.
I mean, I don't remember which Wily this is, but...
But Beat's going to do it. Beat's going to beat it.
I feel like it can't be anything super severe.
Yeah. See, that just replaces my E-tank right there. Not only that, but the Rush Coil, like, looks dumber and dumber.
It, like, it jumps with you in this one.
Yeah.
I feel like that's new.
What do I need for this? It's going to be the bosses. It's boss time. Or the... Fighting all the enemies again. Oh, of course, the first one I have to fight is... Star Crash, I'm pretty sure it was. Yeah. There we go. He is much easier with that. And he's the one I want.
That is actually a pretty cool weakness for him.
Yeah.
So you just like get him when you're passing by.
Is it the slide? It's the C kick, I'm pretty sure, for him.
I always feel like moves like that and Top Man's ability, like...
Are just throwaways?
Well, they're so dangerous to use, you know? Like, yeah. I almost feel like it's easier to just buster it up.
Yeah. So my mom's coming to visit this week.
Yeah. That's one reason the Saturn episode has to be done.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to be cool. I think it's going to be such a fun thing to kind of have Saturn go out, you know, and have Night Trap go out next week, and I can just kind of... What is it that works against him? Is it rock? Stone against Starman, right? It's a stone...
No. I think it's wave.
No, I used wave already.
Well, you've got wave full. I feel pretty sure it was wave.
You're right. You are right. I always get the wave and the kick always mixed up. Yeah.
What game are you going to use as your escape to reward yourself for
finishing
these episodes?
I don't know. I have no idea yet. So we kind of, like, you want to kind of explain it a little bit to people?
Explain what?
Our idea behind that?
I was just saying that we should, like, when we finish an episode, we should just, like, reward ourselves with, like, just playing through a game that we want to play through. Like, you know, I mean, that kind of forces us to, you know, I guess, disconnect for a bit and recharge, which is, you know, a good thing to do.
Right.
I didn't finish anything before playing Final Fantasy XII. I just wanted to. I reasoned I had time because, you know, Night Trap is done and Saturn's almost done. So I thought, oh, I've got time before my
Night Trap's been done for a long time, really.
Right. But considering you're going to be releasing two episodes, I've got extra time. And I don't think the thing I'm working on, I don't think it's going to be that crazy. It's a little long. Like, I want to say it's a little over 30. It's going to be a little over 30 minutes, I think. The B-roll is going to be pretty easy. Like, a good chunk of the B-roll is already shot. Now, I've got everything strung out. I need to put in a few more music tracks, but, I mean, I'm pretty far along.
Uh-oh. Man, I might make it through this without dying.
That'd be crazy.
What do I got? I got Charge Man. He's rock, right? He's stone.
He's a stone. That sounds right.
Although, you know, I did. I use an E-Tank. Whew. Get away from me. Come on. Come.
All right, well, you spoke too soon.
I did. I got too cocky. It's all right, though. It's that Power Stone.
Yeah.
Well, we were kind of talking earlier today. I mean, not today. We were talking, like, this earlier, like, this week, like, well, maybe it was like Saturday, or not Saturday, but like maybe like Thursday or something, about like our first like Amazon orders.
Oh, yeah.
And about like, I used to do these surveys and get Amazon gift cards.
This was like around 2000, right?
This was, yeah, 2000.
That's crazy. You got Suikoden 2 for like $40.
I gotta do it.
Brand
again.
New or something, right?
Yeah, it was I can't believe like I have to do it again. I should have just used my E-Tank instead of wasting time. Going back through all my orders, it was pretty crazy. You know, I got Suikoden 2. I think it was $34.99 at the time. I got it for free. The site was called Jaboom. And if you did like so many surveys, you could get like $250 gift cards. And that's like crazy. I did a bunch.
Like you did reviews on Amazon for this website or something?
No, Jaboom, it was like essentially the easiest, like, I didn't even read the questions. You had to, like, answer from 1 to 5.
Uh-huh.
Am I gonna have to... Hang on, I'm just, like, focusing for a second. So I don't have to do this stupid guy again. There we go. Yeah, it was called Jaboom, and you would just, like, it had, like, 1 to 5, and you could, like, go through it. And I didn't read anything. I just, like, randomly did it. And, like, after a while, like, they started to, like, you know, catch on to people so that they would, you know, like, ban them from doing it. But for some reason, I guess I was just, like, good at being random. And, I mean, I must have, like, probably, like, $1,000 worth of free gift cards when it's all said and done. We try Googling it. Try Google Jaboom.
How do you spell Jaboom?
J-A-B-O-O-M. Amazon gift cards. See if there's like...
Jaboom Amazon gift cards.
Let's see if there's like anyone ever like talks about it. There's any remnants out there. Maybe you can see a screenshot of it.
Oh, here's something. Anyone remember Jaboom? It doesn't seem like there's a lot of people to talk about.
Is there any images of it?
Maybe you can do a video about it.
No. I don't know what else there would be to talk about other than, like...
Someone says, anybody remember Jaboom? I used to get 2 or 3 DVDs a week with all the Amazon gift cards I used to get.
And that's when DVDs are expensive.
Well, you know, related to that, you know, you made me look up my first Amazon purchase. It was actually the Die Hard Trilogy on Blu-ray. It was like $80.
Which is kind of insane when you think about it. I mean, they're great. They're good movies.
Like, at the time, I was probably thinking, well, like, I would think I was pretty new to Blu-rays at the time.
Right.
At the time, I was probably just like, well, Blu-rays are expensive. What are you going to do? I really want these movies.
Right. What are you going to do?
What are you going to do? But now it seems like crazy to pay that for 3 movies.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I paid...
I mean, it was like less, wasn't like less than that or around that, or maybe it was not that far removed from that for that gigantic James Bond set.
Right. But that was like, that's like 25 movies.
Yeah. And it was much more recent, but still, like, I can't believe I paid that for 3 movies. Like, I look at that and it's like ridiculous. You know, for all, and that was like, 2008, I want to say. Like, I didn't get on the Amazon train for a long time. Well, you know, I thought it was just books for a long time.
It was.
Right, but I think, you know, here you are buying Suikoden and Breath of Fire 4 in 2000. I mean, back then, I still thought it was just books. If I even knew what it was at the time, I don't know. I may have not. I mean, even not that long ago, like, my former boss was, I was telling him, like, oh, you know, you can get that on Amazon. He's like, so they sell more stuff than just books. I mean, you know, I mean, even relatively recent, there's some people, you know, maybe some older people, but some people don't know. I think my dad thought that for a long time, and now he's got Prime. Accidentally, though. He signed up for you know how it goes. You sign up for a trial, and then you don't know that you have to, like, turn off auto-renewal.
But that's... You find you use it more than you have any idea that you would.
Oh, yeah. I mean, now he's used it, like, a ton. Like, he didn't mean to get it, but he's like, well... Gotta make it worthwhile.
Yeah.
That was so bizarre. I was looking at the stream on my TV, and, like, I saw Gyro Man coming down and the life bar filling up. I look over.
What am I doing with this? What am I doing with Wily here? Is it beat? Do I get to use beat on him?
I feel like this isn't the only form. It looks like Beat's having some trouble getting up there.
Yeah.
But it was weird when you were fighting Gyro Man. I saw him coming down, and I saw his life bar fill up on the stream, and I looked over to Skype.
I feel like I can do this. See if this works.
Where you're sending me the live image, and he was blowing up there. This doesn't look too hard.
No, it doesn't. Yeah, this seems pretty easy. Let's see if this works. Oof, that was close. Oh, I almost messed it up. 2 more, I think. Ugh. Come on. He escaped.
Is it going to be another level?
I think so.
Fall from another level? I can't remember.
Yeah, unless there's a secret level. But some other stuff I got for free. I got a lot of DVDs for free, for sure. You know, I got like Breath of Fire 4, Breath of Fire 3, Wild Arms 2. On the site, though, I was looking through it, as it was listed as Wild Arms 2nd Edition, which is the Japanese name.
Right, right. And I think it says that. It might say that on the opening FMV.
Yeah.
You know what's interesting? If you watch like the Japanese version and the English version openings.
Isn't the English version opening or the Japanese version like really, really awesome?
Well, I think it's the same opening, but they've got vocals.
Oh, interesting.
And it's the same tune. Like once you know that, like you know, I watched it first. I'm like, oh, this is pretty cool. It's good music. I feel like this may not be the form to use beat on.
No. I'm just gonna use my E-Tanks. What do I use here? You think?
Well, I've got this here. It says you can actually use the super arrow.
Ah. Interesting. Yep, it works. Okay, so I'm just using my E-Tanks because why not, right?
Why not? You've got a ton of them. As long as you don't let it go get too close. What was I talking about?
Okay, so now, hang on, I can probably use beat on this next part. Yep, I've seen this happen before. Yep. Get him! I'm just gonna let him do all the work.
I was talking about the Wild Arms openings.
Right.
Yeah, the Japanese versions have, but did you know that disc 1, disc 2 have different openings?
Yes, I did know that.
They're actually, I mean, they're both really good. I like the Wild Arms 3 opening a lot. I like the Wild Arms 1 opening a lot. They're all really good.
Okay, so this is, now he like knows where Riley is here. For the most part.
Dr. Wiley.
Yep. I think I'm going to do it.
So many. Like, I think it's like, is it four onwards where, like, he's always in a pod for his final form?
Oh, really?
I think so. But, like, the only ones that are super hard, well, 7's by far the hardest. I want to say 9's was pretty tough, too, though, his pod form. But not as tough as 7. 7's just absurd.
I'm just going to use the... He ran out of energy. I just do that. Oh man, I got him! I did it.
Did it again.
Yeah.
Tougher than you thought?
Yeah, absolutely tougher than I thought. You know, he has a reputation of being fairly easy. And
yeah, I mean, it's just all expectations, I guess. You know. Yeah.
I guess I just went in thinking it was going to be so easy, and oh wow, he's holding up the ceiling.
Why can't you do that in the game?
Yeah.
Well, I guess then you wouldn't be able to move then. Oh, wait, but he just did.
Yeah.
Why can't you do that with those pounders?
Oh, he escaped.
That's a pretty neat scene.
It is. Yeah. It's always such a good feeling to, like, beat a game on stream, though.
Oh, yeah?
So we got one more to go, and I've played through all 6, all NES ones. When it will happen, I don't know. But I do know that the Saturn episode will be out at the beginning half of this week. Unless there's something happens that prevents it.
So, I mean, you would be okay with releasing Saturn and then Night Trap a week later.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm okay with that.
I don't think it's going to hurt Saturn.
No. I mean, Game Boy,
They should go hand in hand.
Yeah, Game Boy is, like, really, doing well. You know, it's continuously, like, our most viewed video, like, every day. Well, it's only a matter of time before it, like, catches up and becomes our number one most viewed.
PlayStation should, in a matter of a week or so, I would guess, beat the N64 anti-aliasing hack.
Which nothing will make us happier.
Yes, because I hate that is our most popular video.
Yeah.
Because it's like something that I like. I don't even really care about that. It was just like, oh, this is an interesting thing. We should do a video on it. And then it blew up.
Yeah.
Like, it's not something that I personally do or use or advocate. We were just saying, oh, here's a little thing that's possible. And it blows up.
Yeah.
Like, we, you know, the funniest thing about that was that we had, you know, we were planning to do our behind the scenes and tour video as a celebration of 20,000 subscribers.
Yeah.
Back, April or May last year. And we released that video like right as we were hitting 20,000 and we were starting to get into production on that tour video. Then when it released, by the time it released, because of how much that N64 hack video blew up, we had 30,000 subscribers. Ridiculous.
Yeah, well, Matt Fowler's saying he thinks the Saturn episode will do better than we think, because Saturn is the hotness right now. Let me tell you, I really went out of my way to show as many games as I could in this thing. There's a lot of games in it.
Yeah, I guess Saturn is a bit popular. You know, it was kind of funny. There was I don't remember what video it was in reply to, but we got a comment this week that said, "Ew, Sega Saturn." And like I felt like that was like such an out of touch comment. Like, you know, maybe back in 1997, I could have understood someone saying that. I'm sure I said that myself in 1997. You know, but it's like, you know, now that we're past the time, it's like we can look at these systems for what they are. And yeah, it may have not been the most popular system, and it may have not had the most games, but you know, it's a good system.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of cool stuff on it. And, you know, like a lot of random, like obscure. And, you know, it's going to kill me when people are saying, oh, what's this game? It looks awesome. And it's like, oh, it's $600.
Yeah.
like I feel like Hyper Duel is like the game.
Yeah.
You know,
I love that shot of KO Flying Squadron, like off the consumer CRT.
Yeah.
It looks so good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a pretty cool game. And I mean, you know, like obviously like the SD card modded Saturn and pseudo Saturn helped make it possible to do this episode. Like
you don't have that many Saturn games, and I've only got five or six.
And I wouldn't really be able to have shown like, you know, the heavy hitters that everyone, you know, like Panzer Dragoon Saga and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. It's really cool. I'm excited about it. It turned out really, really nicely. what was I gonna say? It was on my mind, then it just slipped.
You lost it.
I lost it. But I remember what I was gonna say, you know, I wanna say, you know, people talking about Saturn being kinda hot right now. I wanna say that stream that you did just playing a bunch of random Saturn games.
I think it's most of my most viewed stream.
Either the most viewed stream, or I mean, at least the most people we had watching live.
Yeah.
I don't know about archive views. I think that it was either the most viewed, or at the very least, I think it's the most views of any stream where we didn't have a guest.
Yeah.
I would say it's like between that and the Kevtris stream were like our biggest streams.
And Gaming Historian. Like yeah. The three of those yeah. are the biggest one we've had. But, you know, we'll get to do more Saturn games next week. It's going to be fun. I don't know exactly what I'm going to play yet. I think probably the most frustrating thing about the episode for me, like making it, mm-hmm. was, I think I told you about this, is that since, you know, I don't have like late game save files in most of these games, it's a lot of like very early game stuff.
Yeah, I feel like that's the case with a majority of, that's the case with a majority of RGB episodes, though, I feel. I mean, yeah, if I've got a save available, I'll do that. You know, something that I'll do on occasion is if a game has a password system, I'll sometimes look up a password for a particular level, but right. I tend to, you know, not do that.
Another challenging thing with it is that there is no, like, games on the system, and starting with this generation, there's not a lot of rolling demos that are like the same every time without a giant push start button in the center of the screen.
Oh.
So there's not a lot of stuff where I have a segment at the end where I compare like a lot of like, you know, Saturn games to like later ports of them. You know, it's just like a fun little thing to do, and I couldn't get, you know, them to match up because the press start, and it's like different every time, because like a lot of them just like use like the AI.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like for like virtual on, you know, it's just like fights, but they're different every time, so I can never get it to match between them. So I did it a little bit differently. I think it still works though. It's only like a minute long, a segment, and it runs, the whole episode runs like just under 24 minutes, I believe.
Which is, I'd say, about that's appropriate for Saturn.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, no, that's pretty long considering, you know, considering that there's nothing crazy about it. I mean, there's no, you know, HDMI or like reveals or anything like that. And you look at N64, and that was like 22 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, they just keep getting longer all the time because we get more and more into how the system works and stuff.
Yeah, it's just fun to, like, even if it's not, like, anything crazy, it's just fun to say, like, to explain certain things.
Yeah, I think the PS2 episode especially is going to be a lot about how the system works because I feel like that's almost more relevant than, you know, cables in a lot of ways, because it's got a particular image quality to it, I think, that especially looks good on a CRT. Yes. I mean, I never really fully appreciated that, but PS2 just looks really cool on a CRT. I just didn't, you know, because during the PS2's day, I was, most of the PS2 GameCube generation was when I was in college, and that was when I bought this S-Video to VGA box, an upscaler, you know, and I guess it must have done deinterlacing because I don't remember seeing combing. You know, I it's kind of funny looking back and thinking about how long I was into this stuff without really realizing it. But I went straight to that, like playing on my CRT computer monitor with this S-Video to VGA box. Went straight to that from running composite through my VCR. You know, because that was, because I didn't have an RF switch for a lot of the more recent systems at that time, and so I had mono audio input on my VCR and video input, and then, you know, I had to output that over coaxial cable. I mean, I went from that on a very crappy RCA TV, and
yep.
You know, I you know, so I didn't really have an appreciation, I feel, for you know, that was that generation where it was a lot of interlaced content. And so I never really developed a full appreciation for interlaced content. Like, I always kind of thought, it's kind of bad. You know, I don't like the flicker. But it, much more recently, especially playing it on the PVMs, I'm like, you know, it's actually kind of cool. Because back in that day, I was not playing it in the way that it was meant to be played. Because I was so proud of that scheme at the time. I'm like, ooh, I'll get a box to play my video games on my computer monitor. That way I won't have to have room for a TV in my college dorm, you know, which was a big deal.
No, it was the same way when I first moved to New York. I was figuring out a way that I could use my computer to play. I probably looked at the exact same thing that you had. Because,
the ViewSonic something.
But we
didn't got it.
We didn't know that the way that it could, like, mess things up, I guess.
I mean, I remember thinking it looked spectacular. Because, well, it was the first time I'd ever got to use S-Video. So it blew me away. And I don't remember. I swear it did not have deinterlacing issues. Like, I think it did pretty good deinterlacing. The only thing, though, like, it didn't. I don't think it had great black levels on it. And you could adjust the color a lot, but I couldn't get the black levels good without it being like too dark overall. Because I remember I got the HD CRT between my sophomore and junior years in college. I had an on-campus job and saved up all year to get that HD CRT. and so I played all summer between those years. I played all summer on that HD CRT. And then the very first thing I did when I got back at the beginning of my junior year, I was playing Final Fantasy XI on PS2. And I was logged out in this cave, this, you know, somewhat dark cave. And I logged back in, and I'm like, ew, why is everything gray? You know, because, I mean, obviously the black levels were perfect on that CRT. And it was It was kind of depressing for a little bit, but then, you know, I got used to it again. But I thought it was so cool at the time.
Yeah, I mean, it's convenient, too. But, all right, so is that gonna do it for tonight?
I guess that'll do it. So y'all be looking forward to Saturn soon, and for real, for serious, like, Night Trap is happening in, like, the next, within less than 2 weeks.
Yeah. Yes. It is. It's gotta. I mean,
it's gotta.
It's gotta. And there might be a Night Trap related announcement in a couple of days. Look, keep an eye on our Twitter for it. Hopefully we can put it out there. I mean, I don't know if we want to wait till we hear everything is good.
Yeah. And if anyone lives not too far from St. Louis, think about going to the Missouri Game Con. We will be there. We're arriving like late on Friday, so we're really only going to be there Saturday. Is the convention going on Sunday too? I don't know exactly what day.
I believe
it's
Saturday and Sunday. Yes, it's Saturday and Sunday.
So the convention doesn't run on Friday.
Right. And we I believe we don't have anything to do on Saturday. On Sunday we have a panel and then we do some like a meet and greet and as it gets closer we'll talk more about it. But the schedule went up today.
I'm sure we'll just be around on Saturday anyway.
Yeah. All right. Good night, everybody.
Good night.